Yippee! It's Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. I'm super excited to be working with you today. I just need you to remember that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay because you can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Okay? Let's get started. Let's write our names at the top of our papers in pencil, please. And let's write neatly. And then when you have finished writing your name, you can put your pencil away or put it down for right now. We're going to color first. What we're going to work on today is something that is called a digraph. Digraph. Can you say digraph? Digraph. And there are some different kinds of digraphs. Today, which one we're working on is the SH digraph. When S and H come together, they make a whole new sound. And it can happen at the beginning of a word or in the middle of a word or the end of a word. We're going to work on the SH sound at the end of a word. So I want you to look at this picture and I want you to see that there is a bush in our picture. And we're going to color our bush green. And while we color our bush green, do you see it is kind of there on the sidewalk by the driveway? Yeah. Color that bush green. So while we color, let's talk about it. Bush has an ending sound, and it sounds like this. Shh, bush. And that is the ending sound of SH working together. Instead of saying they're separate sounds, S says S, H says H, they come together and make the sh sound. Bush, bush. The digraph SH says sh, bush. So we're going to work on that sound today, the ending digraph sound of SH. It says sh, just as if I was asking you to please be quiet. Sh. That's the ending sound in bush. We would not call it the bus. I can't even say it. You can't say the sound separately at the end of the word. It's weird. Bus. There's a green bus. It doesn't work. It almost sounds like you're saying bus and then you're adding this ha sound. It doesn't work. So we use that ending digraph. Shh. You're probably finished coloring your bush because I finished a long time ago and I just kept talking. So let's put down our green crayon in 3, 2, one. All right, now boys and girls, in our picture, we have another object that ends the same way as bush. And it's the little girl with the dog. She's using it to hold her dog, to walk her dog. Do you know what it is? Leash. You got it. Leash has the SH digraph. Let's color the leash on the dog. Let's color it blue. Grab a blue crayon and let's color it blue. So the leash, we're going to color it blue. It ends the same way as bush. It has the ending SH digraph sound. Leash, leash. You can hear it. The S and the H come together and make a whole new sound. So we would say she has a leash. We would not say she has a Lisa. She has a Lisa. Because it almost sounds like I'm saying Lisa, which that's my sister's name. That's not what's holding the dog. No. So we have to use that ending digraph sound so that we say leash. That's what our brains know and recognize. Yeah. That leash is little, so I'm going to put down my blue crayon. You put down yours for me, please. 3, 2, 1. And let's color the spots on the dog. Let's color those spots black. find some kind of a black crayon. If you can't find your black crayon, you could even use your pencil and color kind of dark. So let's color all of the dog spots black because the dog has a leash. The dog has a leash. S-H-sh. It can come at the beginning of a word, but we're going to work on it today when it comes at the end of a word like leash and bush. There you go. All right, I've colored all of my dog's spots black. He has black spots, and he is on his leash. When you're finished coloring the spots, you can put down your black crayon. Let's take about 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Now, if you look at our picture, you can see that that boy is doing something with his car. What is he doing with his car? Because it's going to have the same ending digraph as leash and bush. Yes, wash. Wash has the same sound. Let's color the sponge in his hand orange. He is using that sponge to wash the car. Go ahead and color his sponge orange. That's what he is using to wash the car. Wash. All right. Now that sponge is little, so you should be finished. And now let's color the car itself. Ooh, don't you love a red car? Let's color the car red. Some kind of a red crayon. Let's color it red. Now, wash. It has the same ending sound as leash and bush. You can hear it. It says wash. You can hear that SH digraph sound saying shh. Because if it didn't make the new sound, if S and H didn't work together, it would sound like this. Was, was. I mean, it makes it difficult. It's weird. It doesn't sound right. My brain says, what are you talking about? No, that doesn't sound right. So we use the digraph. We use S and H together, and it makes a brand new sound. So that when we say, hey, we need to wash our car, it's dirty, it sounds correct. It sounds like this. Wash. Wash. So we need to make sure that we've got it. So we have wash, leash, and bush. All of these have the same ending digraph sound. They all say S-H-sh. Now, I left my car red. I just finished coloring it. I didn't color the windows in. That would be weird. No one would be able to see out. And I left my tires alone. So I'm going to leave my tires alone. I put down my red crayon. I'll give you 5 more seconds to put down your red crayon. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now let's color our tires black. Let's color the tires black on the car. So wash, bush, leash. Can you think of another word that ends with SH? Wash, leash, bush. How about this one? Wish, wish. I wish upon a star. Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. I wish I may, I wish I might. Have this wish, I wish tonight. You can hear SH. You can hear it at the end of those of the word wish all along, everywhere. All right, I have black tires on my red car. And because he is going to wash it, it looks amazing. I have a nice clean car. Okay, put down your black crayon in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right. There's one more thing that we need to color, but you wouldn't know that it has the SH ending digraph sound because it's the boy's name. He has a name that ends with our SH digraph sound. Here's his name, ready? Nash. Nash. His name is Nash. Let's color Nash's t-shirt. Oh, let's do yellow. Let's color his t-shirt yellow. Nash ends the same way. It has an SH digraph at the end. It says sh, Nash. Just like leash, wash, bush, and wish. Okay, so he has a yellow t-shirt on. That's Nash. That's his name. His t-shirt isn't very big, so you should be almost finished coloring it. I'll give you 4 more seconds with a 4 and a 3 and a 2 and a 1. Put that yellow crayon down, please, and find your pencil. We're going to do some writing at the bottom of our page. Please find number 1. Look, there's our digraph. S-H. Trace it for me. S-H-sh. Scoot over. Trace it again for me. S-H-sh. Scoot over. There's nothing for you to trace because I want you to write your own. Write S-H-sh. Move over. Do it again. S-H-sh. And move over one more time. Write it one more time for me. S-H-sh. Now let's look at number 2. I have 3 words for you. I'm going to read the word. The first word says cash. Do you see the SH at the end? Let's circle SH. That's our ending digraph. Cash. Cash is money. Give me some cash, please. I need some cash so I can buy, maybe some gum? Maybe. Scoot over to the middle. Let's write. This word says fresh. Fresh. Circle the digraph. The digraph is SH. It's at the end of the word. Fresh. And our last word says polish. Polish. Maybe after Nash washes the car, he will polish it. Circle the digraph in polish. Circle SH. SH says shh. All right, number 3. If you look at number 3, you'll see a row of pictures going across number 3. I'm going to name the picture for you. You listen and see if you can hear the ending SH digraph sound shh. It will come at the end. See if you can hear it. The first picture is a brush. Brush. Yeah, I hear it too. Circle it. Good job. The next picture is a picture of someone that is sick. Sick. No, that doesn't have our ending digraph sound. The next picture, oh no, this poor boy. Ay, ay, ay. He has a very bad rash. Rash. There it is. Circle it. That has our ending digraph sound. Rash. Our next picture shows math. Math. Nope, that doesn't have it. Our next picture shows a fish. Fish. That's got it. Circle that. That has our ending digraph sound. Fish. And our last picture shows bench. Bench. Nope, that doesn't have it. So the 3 pictures we circled are brush, rash, and fish. Number 4, we are going to fill in our missing digraph. Our sentence says, it's in the trash. What do we need to add right there? We need to write it. Yes, write your SH. If you write your SH, you've got, it's in the trash. There we go. Now it makes sense. It's in the trash. And next to it is a picture of the trash can. And then there's a picture of a car crashed into a tree. Oh no. Which one should we circle so it matches our sentence? It's in the trash. Yes, circle the trash can. That has our ending digraph sound that matches our picture. Boy, or our sentence, I mean. Boys and girls, we did it. We did it all. We are ending digraph with SH shh experts. You rock. I rule. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.